So the first week in September is a pretty quiet week, actually, but it begins with such joy, with such abundance and expansion. And that's because there are two Jupiter transits in the first 2 days. So let's get started with September 1st. In the numerology code, the number 1 is merging with the number 16, which reduces to 7. And both 1 and 7 are in the mind triad in numerology, which means you'll have a lot of ability to focus, to clear your mind, but also to begin something new, feel this fresh start energy, do research, brainstorm new ideas, get spiritual downloads and practical downloads, and just approach your life in a way that is very inspiring, very fresh. So with the 16-7 as well, you want to get some rest. And one amazing way when the number 7 is activated is to go out in nature. So if you can get out, do that because it will help you to embrace the serenity within you so your mind doesn't take over and the monkey mind, the thought stream. And instead, you have clarity as opposed to clutter in your mind. Now, this is the first Jupiter transit. Mars sextiles Jupiter on September 1st. And so this sets the stage for the whole month. And it's a beautiful stage because it basically helps you want to succeed. Any project that you start now has a greater success rate. So you want to focus your intentions on what brings you joy, what helps you to feel expansive, where you can see beyond the horizon. And you want to act on these ideas, and you'll see tremendous results unfold throughout the month. Now, financial flow is also enhanced when Mars sextiles Jupiter, and the good fortune that you experience really arises from your trust in a greater purpose. And the reason is that Jupiter lines up with your beliefs and your sense of purpose. So you can really activate positive goals that are aligned to your heart. You can take initiative and really benefit from the wonderful opportunities that this wonderful transit brings. You can experience great results in all areas of your life. It's not just career. It literally is relationships and health and spiritual growth and inner peace and stepping up into leadership in all parts of your life. Then on September 2nd, on Friday, we have a lot of twos in the code because it's 2022. So we have four twos, and that always means intimate connections and your intuition being activated, and a focus on peace and serenity, compassion, and also to be deeply caring and kind. Now, on the 2nd of September, we have a 17 universal date, which is the immortality number. And 17 reduces to 8. So 2 and 8 are in the manifestation triad. So we started the month with the mind triad, now we're in the manifestation triad. And this is really exciting because it allows you to really go into harmony and then manifest that harmony. So you feel peaceful, you feel secure, and this helps you just step up into that leadership position and manifest outstanding results. So you want to listen closely. Two is about listening, but also it's about communicating intimately through a close focus and a real appreciation of the other, whether it is your intuition or it is another person. And so you want to receive and then act. The manifestation is directly related to your ability to listen and receive. And then that inspiration that is coming through easily translates into quick manifestation. So this is about you leading with a lot of confidence and with a lot of caring, kindness. Now, today is the second Jupiter transit in the beginning of September. Mercury is opposite Jupiter, and this is a really dynamic meeting which can indicate change in your profession or a change in what you perceive your purpose is in life. Remember, Jupiter governs your purpose. So you can have a more positive mindset with Jupiter and Mercury coming together like this. Your thoughts are more optimistic. Just be aware that Jupiter can overdo it, and the opposition is always about bringing energy into harmony. So if you have over optimism, you need to check that and not overestimate your contribution or your abilities or the amount of time things might take. Ideas and plans are being refined, and as you listen to your intuition about the direction to take, that requires you looking at the big picture first, because Jupiter is seeing beyond the horizon. It is the big picture. So your ability to think through concepts and engage in your really big vision is very much enhanced because Mercury gives you the ability to think through things. So that means business transactions are also favored, though you want to be very meticulous and hone in on the small details, since it may be a bit more difficult to focus today. On the 3rd of September, we have the 3 and the number 18-9 universal date activated. Now, these numbers are in the 369 triad of creation. So that means that you feel very like you can express yourself. There's a lot of love. There sometimes can be drama as well with this triad. The whole point is to be able to use your imagination and the feelings in your heart to communicate something that is joyful or just very meaningful to you, very passionate. So you are communicating and sharing your message in any way, shape, or form today. And you want to be playful. The number 3 is a very playful number. And it is connecting to the 6 as well. Remember that September is a 15-6 universal month. So that activates the complete 369 triad. And that is extremely exciting when that gets activated. So we actually have 3 days in September where this happens. Actually, there are 4 days. The 3rd, the 12th, the 21st, and the 30th, the final day, where we have this 369 triad of creativity, self-expression, love, compassion, just truly sharing your heart in the most playful and fun and joyful and deep way. So let me also talk about the number 18-9 universal date, because that means you need a little bit more rest today. Focus on health, focus on healing, focus on your dreams. So if you want to take a nap or sleep in or go to bed early, all of those are really wonderful to do. Now, 18 also, because it is reduces to 9, and that's about release and letting go. Forgiveness will lighten you up. You feel uplifted when you forgive. So you want to engage with your heightened imagination today. You want to do that with passion and with flair. You want to connect socially with others as well, in person or online. This is the number 3. And you want to get plenty of rest. Now, the moon trines Jupiter today, and that is, yes, another Jupiter transit. This time it is a bit shorter because it takes a few hours for the moon to move through a connection with another planet. But what it brings today is a lot of happiness and kindness, an effortless sense of bliss. You just feel happy and free to share your heart with others. You feel generous. You feel grateful. Gifts and advantages can show up for you. You feel recognized at soul level. And you have this wisdom from Jupiter and love from the moon that create this wonderful harmony, and that results in happiness. So it's a good day for negotiations, sharing your feelings, just like the 369 code, right? It's just totally interconnected here in terms of just the similar message from the stars and numbers. And you feel magnetic, and that can boost career advancement. Then we come to the 4th of September, Sunday. On this day, we have a 19 universal date. That's the Prince of Heaven number, and it symbolizes the light of the sun. It's merged with the vibration of the number 4, which is manifestation and grounding, getting things in order. So the 19-10-1 brings powerful new beginnings and breakthroughs, which you can experience throughout the day. And at the same time, the light of our sun, the star, merges with your ingenious inspirations to create tremendous forward momentum. So original ideas are flowing, they need to be recognized and applied. You're organized, you are grounded, you are planning things, and that's going to help you manifest those brilliant insights into real practical results. You're becoming more independent and empowered today by acknowledging you are a being of light. And that is an ongoing awakening that we are all experiencing, this ability to be more and more independent of the external impacts and empowered from within, meaning the being of light that you are acknowledging is your internal sense of connection to source. So be very open to be a vessel of inspiration. And if you have a new project to begin, I know it's a Sunday, but it's a good time to consider that, even take notes about it. The moon squares Neptune today, and that means you can feel more sensitive for a few hours. You may question reality. It's definitely a dreamlike sensation that may create a veil, prevent you from seeing things really clearly. So you might want to refrain from making decisions if that's how you feel. Definitely your intuition, your emotional sensory perception is extremely strong today. So stay grounded and add some extra spiritual protection as well. This is a time to rest, not make important decisions. Use the enhanced creative energy in an imaginative way. Play beautiful music to soothe any frayed nerves. Take a bath. It's Neptune, it's water, or go swimming. Mystical experiences take you to far away places. So sleep in, take naps, and you're going to restore and maintain your emotional harmony. And then on Monday, the 5th of September, we have a code of 20, which is connected to change and also to relaxation and intimate connections. So it's a wonderful number for business transactions, business meetings, one-on-one client meetings, obviously friendships, loved ones, and relationships. Now, because of the number five, you are taking big risks today. And those big risks then bring you into equilibrium, which is the number 24/2. So a pivot point due to the number five may require patience about making a decision. You want to listen closely, maybe talk to someone. That would be a really good thing to do today, just to hear yourself and to get some feedback if that's something you're seeking. So listen closely on which direction to move. Slow down while also being poised to act. So there's a paradox here of quick action and then also breathing and slowing down, taking a minute. So seek quiet, intimate conversations today and be ready for excitement and change. It's a day of flow and peace. The moon trines Venus today, so the theme of happiness is reinvigorated by this beautiful trine. Feelings of happiness, desire for affection, sharing time with others. You want to immerse yourself in the arts to soothe your soul with beauty. Love touches everything that you do. You want to socialize, preferably in a beautiful environment. You want to beautify your environment itself. That's all Venus. And you understand the importance of the little pleasures in life. Then on Tuesday, the 6th of September, we have the 3 and 6 code activated because of the month of September. And so this is going to be a very deeply feeling, heart-centered day. You want to nurture yourself. You want to get a massage. You want to do something to just uplift your mind, body, and soul. Romance, friends, family, and abundance are all enhanced. Have fun. Do something delightful. Your heart is opening up to the opportunities that are inherent in today's code. So definitely use this time to nurture yourself and also be creative because you're going to be asked to help others in some capacity or attend to family matters. That's the number six. It governs home and family. It governs children or nurturing others, mentoring others. So you want to also nurture yourself. And then the 21-3 also represents truth in addition to joy and happiness. Now the moon is trine to Uranus today, and that means you're inclined to make new plans. You definitely experience surprises that create emotional breakthroughs. You want to act on your instinct, be open to unusual experiences. Your imagination just flows today. You yearn for emotional freedom, and heart-centered breakthroughs are greatly favored. So let your genius express itself. And on Wednesday, the 7th of September, we have a 22 universal date, and that means rest and work are both activated today. So you want to take timeouts while being diligent and organized about your tasks. Set priorities and targets because you're going to have great clarity. Due to the number 7, you're going to have spiritual inspiration, and due to the number 22, 4, they translate into practical results. Now, 22 is the architect of peace number, and that means you will be focused on creating peace today in your life. And the best way to create it, especially with the number 7, is through your intuition. You also will be focusing on family or your home because 22 reduces to 4. 4 is the architect number of your home. It's foundational, it's feng shui, and it's your physical home and garden. So you may concentrate and focus on both family and your actual home as well today. Now the moon trines Mars, and that means you have greater emotional focus and direction. You are more conscious of your goals with Mars. Your instinct feels strong for sure. This is a day of fire, passion, and enthusiasm. So you want to act on what you feel, right? You want to really focus on that intuitional and instinctual part of yourself. Now, you may feel a little bit impulsive, so guard against overreacting. Either way, it's a great day for enterprising small successes. And with Mars as usual, you also will yearn for independence.